Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Leslie put people at the heart of everything they create.
With my team at Comcast, we developed the Xfinity Voice Remote and tested it to recognize different types of accents, inflections, and languages.
New movies?
Movies for kids.
Películas para las familias.
Now 40 million voice commands a day are heard by the Xfinity Voice Remote. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's been revealed that Ireland's child and family agency, Thusla, has turned down a potential applicant based on her BMI, her body mass index. Ellen Coyne, news correspondent for the Irish Independent, has the story and she joins me now. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
First of all, let's set up the background to this. There is a shortage of foster parents.
That's right, Pat. As has been well reported, the number of foster carers available in the country has been consistently falling, despite the fact that the number of children who need foster care in Ireland has actually been increasing. And you'll have seen that this has led to Thusla getting in a little bit of trouble for placing children in what have become known as unregulated settings, because it's running out of places to place these children who need care. And unfortunately, it's running out of foster carers. And that is a combined issue of failing, I suppose, to attract enough people to being foster parents, and also failing to retain people who have already offered to be foster parents, but for whatever reason, maybe feeling that they don't have enough support from the state, people aren't able to continue doing that. So we have a foster care crisis in Ireland at the moment.
Now, what are the normal criteria for being a foster carer or foster parent? I mean, do they look at your educational achievements, maybe the appropriate place you live, whether or not your accommodation is adequate, all of that kind of thing?
For reasons that everyone would support and understand, the application process can be quite thorough. Some would say it's actually quite grueling. I mean, for well understandable reasons. Thusla takes great care and attention and basically goes through every aspect of your life when considering if you should be improved as a foster parent. Now, part of that will include medical elements. Thusla will kind of, often people will go through the process, they will have already gotten a report from their GP, they might have gotten an independent medical report to show that they have no underlying long-term health issues that might impact their ability to best care for a child. Now, the issue is that what has come into that is, in at least one case, a bias against people who are over a certain weight. And I want to be very clear here, this is Thusla using BMI, body mass index, as a metric to decide if someone should or should not be a foster parent. And there is a big difference between someone who might have a high BMI, who might just be fat, and someone who is obese and has clinical issues related to their weight that is impacting their health. There's a very big difference between two of those. And unfortunately, Thusla seemed to blur the line in at least one instance.
Now, you've actually spoken to an individual who was turned down on that basis. What did she have to say?
That's right. So this woman went through what I think most of us could empathise with is a very degrading and humiliating process. She went through the long process of trying to be approved as a foster parent. Her application was in a really good condition. You know, she had references, she had GP sign off. Everyone was basically saying that this woman was going to be excellent. And even in Thusla's own report, they said that this was a woman who would have had a lot to offer a child. In 2022, she was invited to a meeting, an in-person meeting with Thusla. When she was on the way, it was cancelled and rescheduled as a Zoom meeting or a Microsoft Teams meeting. She logs on as talking to this person she's never met before in her life. There's kind of brief introductions saying hello to each other. And then the meeting is dominated with discussion of this woman's weight. And this person has never met her before, makes a remark saying that this woman is effectively too fat to be a foster parent. And there was another kind of throwaway comment about how she would not be able to run after a toddler. Now, that is not correct. This person is very active. As I said, her GP had signed off on her application. She has a high BMI, but she does not have any obesity issues. She has no health problems at all related to her weight. So she was turned down. And the only reason we know about this is because she had, I suppose, the fortitude and the strength to actually complain to Thusla about this, to pull them up on it. And her complaint was partially upheld.
So what happened in this case, obviously, the medical report that went in, somewhere in all of that documentation, there was a record of her BMI. I mean, it wasn't a case of someone looking at someone just down the lens on Zoom and saying, "You look fat."
Yeah, I mean, TUSLA seems to put a lot of a focus on BMI. And what was found when this woman complained is that the kind of panel that oversees your application, there was nobody on that panel who was actually a medical advisor. And the complaint investigation found that the people on the committee didn't actually really have the proper training to make a judgment on BMI, on obesity. The complaint also found that there was a bit of a bias on weight communicated to this woman. TUSLA uses this policy that was last updated in 2017 that does make reference to considering a person's BMI when approving them as a foster parent. But this complaint investigation found, like, there was things cited in that document about comorbidities associated with obesity. When you click on the link, there's no data there. So, like, there's mistakes in the policy. The complaint investigation found that the policy seemed to be based on outdated or inaccurate information, which was then being used to turn down someone who, by all other metrics, would have been a very good foster mother for a child who's currently in care in Ireland. And what also came up during this was when TUSLA was defending itself, it said, you know, people in the past who had similar obesity, even though this woman does not qualify under the term obese, had been refused and told that they would need to lose weight, that they would effectively need to go on a diet before they could be approved as a foster parent. And TUSLA was saying it felt it needed to be consistent because it had said this to people in the past. It had to use the same metric to refuse this woman in this case. And I suppose, as we mentioned at the start, people will be naturally asking questions about this, whether or not this means very good foster parents have been turned down at a time when we have a care crisis in this country.
I suppose there's also the question of maintaining that dieted weight. So you go on a diet, you lose a few kilos, and now you qualify for TUSLA's BMI criterion, and then you have chips every day for the next 6 months. Are they dropping in to check that you haven't put it back on again? I mean, there's so many questions raised by this.
So many questions, Pat. And I suppose people will be aware that there's been a lot of discussions in recent years about whether we should be using BMI as a kind of arbiter of how healthy someone is at all. Some people have said it's archaic. And I'm sure there's parents listening to this who have had children biologically who would kind of be offended by the suggestion that if they have a high BMI, if they pass this arbitrary threshold under which TUSLA thinks you might not be fit to kind of be a parent, you know, what is the suggestion there? You know, the woman in this case made it very clear to me she had no problem with TUSLA asking about weight, asking about health. She had no problem with that at all. What she had a major issue with was this arbitrary line after which, when you hit a certain BMI, TUSLA seems to refuse you on that ground. And she got the very strong sense that being fat was the only thing that mattered. Everything else she had to offer, all the other good qualities she had as a potential foster mother, were totally disregarded because in the eyes of TUSLA, she was too fat to be a foster parent.
And did they articulate any extension of this kind of thinking that, for example, bad eating habits, which might have led to someone being overweight or obese, whether those bad eating habits, they were afraid that they would be communicated to the child in their care, and that child therefore would develop lifelong bad eating habits?
No, it didn't. I mean, TUSLA, in its defence, just stuck rigidly to the fact that it has this policy document from 2017. The Foster Care Committee was sticking to that. But when I asked TUSLA about this case, they did admit that that policy document is now actually under review. So I suppose it remains to be seen whether or not this policy, now that it's been tested by the woman who had the capacity to go through a complaints process after this very degrading experience, will actually result in this policy being changed or some attention being drawn to it.
And finally, Ellen, did they reinstate the woman on the panel? Is she now a foster parent?
Well, this is the most unfortunate thing, Pat. Like, by the time she got to the end of this complaints process, I think she'd given up 28 months of her life to this. Like, she really, really wanted to be a foster mother. By the time her complaint was partially upheld and it was recommended that TUSLA reconsider her application again, her personal circumstances had changed. She'd gone through something very difficult and basically just didn't have the capacity. And I mean, who could blame her after going through something like that? So that's probably the sad ending to this story, that the state care system may have lost out on a very, very good foster mother because she was wrongly turned down on the basis of her weight.
Ellen Coyne, news correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ellen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.